everybody. Good morning again. Blessings to all of you. As Pastor said this morning, what God put on her heart is a topic, very interesting topic, especially during these days. You know, with the situation, everything that is happening today, some people are really worried. And more than that, people are afraid of the situation and consequences of these days, this time. But the word tells us how to live, how to react, how to behave, and what to do in every single situation of our lives. So today, I would like to share a couple, two or three little verses from the Word. And I'm going to begin. If you have a Bible, bring it so that you can read with me. Matthew 28. This is a scripture that I love a lot. Matthew 28, the last verse, is the last verse in Matthew. It's 19, and it says, It says, the last part, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This is so, you know, it's so amazing, it's so great, because when Jesus said that, He had resurrected. He wasn't when he was here. And he walked with his disciples. And he said that phrase many times. He said, don't be afraid. Don't feel afraid. Be in peace. But he wanted, I think that he wanted to be completely sure that they had understood the message, because he knew that they were going to have problems. He knew they were going to face a lot of tribulation, as they all did. Some of them even died, you know, the way they did it. So Jesus came back from death after he resurrected, and he talks to them. And these were his last words. I am with you always. He doesn't say sometimes, often, or if you call me, I'm going to be here. No, he says, I am in present tense. He didn't say I was with you when I was alive on earth. He says, I am, because his present is eternal.
Amen.
He is.
Yes.
And he says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. That means whatever we do here on earth, we have purposes to be here. But whatever we do here one day, it's going to finish. Because our land is, you know, our celestial, heavenly. We have a heavenly house that is waiting for us. But till the day we are here, the last day, he's going to be with us. And let's go to another part of the scripture. It's 1 John 4:18. And it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. I have thought about this scripture many, many times. Because when it says there is no fear, that means we should not be afraid of anything. No fear, but in love. So what is the opposite of fear? Love. And who is love? Jesus is love. God is love. So if we keep in love, there is no fear. It says that perfect love drives away fear. But the last part that says that fear has to do with punishment, and I was thinking about that expression, and I said, why with punishment? And then, I could understand that. When you feel fear, you know, so many things happen in your mind, in your spirit, even in your body, your reactions, you know, that your whole body begins experimenting a change, and it's not a positive change, it's a negative one. Because you sometimes, when people are in fear, like now you see a lot of people saying the world is going to end, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to lose my job, or there's no money for this, or there's no money for that, and you know, lots of things are happening, and that is true. We cannot deny that. It's something we can see. But why punishment? Because when you feel fear, your body suffers, and that's a weapon, that's something the enemy uses for us to lose faith. So the opposite of fear is faith. If the enemy can let us feel afraid, if we permit the enemy to make us feel afraid, he knows he can take control of all our lives. He can put ideas in our minds, and then we're going to be worried, because being afraid means to be worried about today or about the future, about even things that we don't know if they're going to happen. We don't know anything about the future. But when we are afraid, we begin thinking about consequences, you know, of things that are happening today. So something that is very encouraging is that the Word and Jesus always told us he was going to be with us. He is with us. He will be with us, because it's eternity. So there is no past or future. Everything is on one line. It's a horizontal line. Time is for us. But he says that we can have hope in him. We can have peace in him. And maybe you tell me that that's easy for you to say, but how can I struggle with this? There are people that are in panic, maybe not you, but you know other people, and you can give, you know, some advice to those people. How can we handle fear? Well, the Word says that if we have faith, we believe what the Lord said. And if he says that he is with us, he is with us, always. And faith is something, maybe you can ask me, and how can I get faith? Well, the Word says that faith comes by the Word. By listening, and listening the Word. So if you go to the Word and you listen to, or you read to those verses and you repeat them, then your heart is going to believe what the Word says. So listen, the Word will bring hope, love, peace, and the opposite of fear, faith. I read in, you know, some scholars who study the Bible, they say that in the Bible, this sentence, don't be afraid, or don't feel fear, you know, expressions like those against fear, are written 365 times. So you are thinking what I am, right? There is one for every single day. So every single day, Jesus is saying, don't be afraid. Believe. leave me. I am with you. And if I am with you, what are we going to be afraid of? Nothing. Nothing. And nobody can damage us. Nothing can happen that separates us from our Lord. And to finish, I would like to mention that Romans 8:37 says that we are more than conquerors. So we can conquer fear. Yes, you can be afraid sometimes. I've been. There are some situations that make us, you know, feel fear. But we conquer the fear. How? Going to God, going to Jesus. Because he says in John 16:33, there was going to be affliction in the world. But he says, I have conquered the world. So the enemy uses fear to decrease our hope and limit our victories. But we need to choose who are we going to listen to. To what the enemy says, or to what Jesus said, to what the Word says, to what God says, to what the Holy Spirit in us, that inhabits in us, tells us, I am here, I am with you, I won't leave you alone, not even one day in your life, not a second. He's always with us. Pastor?
Certainly Jesus said that he would never leave us and that he would always be with us. And it's so true in this day and age in which we're in right now, fear runs rampant, doesn't it? We have an enemy, COVID-19. We can't see it, but we can see the effect of a person who is infected with that. But we have come today to speak the truth of the Word, the encouragement of the Word, that throughout Scripture, we're told that we need not fear, that we need not to panic or be unsettled. In Deuteronomy 3:16, the Lord said this, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. God is commanding us. He's directing us. He's encouraging us to have confidence in him, to trust him. Jesus says to his disciples, trust me. Fear not. I'm with you. Now, this commandment occurred, this directive occurred to Moses and the children of Israel. And certainly they had enemies. Certainly they had adversaries. Certainly they had unseen enemies. And the Lord is saying, you can trust me. Don't be afraid. I go where you are. And I'm not going to leave you. So the question becomes for us as believers, are our minds settled? Do you believe this morning? Do you believe that he's with you? Do you believe that his love can cast out fear that would attempt to overcome you? We're not saying that you're not ever going to be fearful. We're not saying that you're not going to be concerned. What we're saying through the Word of God is that there is a remedy to fear. There is an application of his Spirit and presence in our life that inhibits the fear from overtaking us. This same sentiment of God being with us is echoed in Hebrews 13:5, and it says this, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, this is the part I want you to hear the most, God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. You have to understand that these are promises, and God keeps his promises because he says he's God and he changes not, and he always keeps his promise. So the context of the Deuteronomy scripture is the children of Israel, Moses is leading the children of Israel, and they had great difficulty in this journey, and yet God remained with them. In verse 8 in Deuteronomy 3:31, it says, the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Now, those of you who know me will chuckle at this, and those of you who don't may wonder. But as I was going in the stores this week, I had to go pick a few things up. I said, Lord, your word says you go before me. So go before me, and you protect me as I'm in this store amidst all these people, because that's what your word says. You may say, Pastor Kathy, do you really believe all that? And I'm going to tell you this morning, I believe it from the depths of my being that he does honor his word. But we got to know his word. And we've got to apply his word. And the Lord himself said, don't be afraid. I'm going before you. I'm going to be with you. When God promises, he keeps his word. Have you ever had anybody that you thought you could trust and who was dear to you promise you something? You believed in them. You had relationship with them. And then all of a sudden they made a promise to you, and guess what happened? They didn't keep it. They said they'd come and be there. They said they'd stand with you no matter what if you faced a loss in your life. But then they weren't there. Well, I'll tell you this morning, our God, God Almighty, he keeps his promises. In Numbers 23 and 19, the word of God says this, God is not a man. So number one, you cannot apply your relationship with man here to God there, because he is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he not spoken, and will he not make good? So he's saying, I'm not man, I'm God. And when I speak, I'll make good. So when he promises us throughout the word to not fear because he's with us, to know that he is going before us, to know that he will not leave us nor forsake us, you can stake your life on it, because God does not promise what he will not keep. And he has promised it, and he's going to keep it. So how does it happen, you may be asking, that God is always with us? Can I see him? No, I can't see him, but I know he's present. When we profess the Lord as Lord and Savior of our lives, when we make a profession of faith, Lord, I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life, from that point forward, his Spirit dwells within us. And that's what Christ with us means. Christ in me means I've received him, and he's Lord of my life. He's in me. He lives in us. In fact, in 1 John 4, and I'm going to summarize 1 John 4, Scripture says this, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love has been made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us, because, listen to this is rich, because he has given us of his Spirit. Christ within me, God within me, occurs because he has placed his Spirit within the heart and life of every believer. Paul said this in Romans 8 and 11, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. That very same Spirit lives in each and every believer. Now, our enemy, Satan, can mess with us. Don't ever fool yourself. He can mess with us. But he cannot touch your soul. He cannot destroy your soul. God has set limits on him. Yes, we can have heartache, we can have sorrow, we can have trial, we can have temptation. But the word of God says, take heart, I've overcome it all. You can take heart today. He's not dumbfounded by COVID-19. He's not wondering what in the world is going to happen. You can trust him. You can rest in him. If your mind becomes fearful, I'll tell you what, you turn the news on and they scare you to death. about don't do this, don't do that, oh, it's everywhere. Well, I'm not saying it's not everywhere and that it's not dangerous and something to be concerned about, but I'm saying to you, don't let that overcome you with fear. God Almighty knows exactly where each and every one of us are. He loves us. He's watching over and keeping us. He says that he put the same spirit that literally raised Jesus from the dead is within each and every one of us. That's a pretty powerful spirit, isn't it? So how do we translate all of this? Not being fearful, recognizing that God is with us no matter where we are or what we are doing. Well, the way we translate it is this, with some simple truths. He is our peace in the midst of any storm. Doesn't matter what the storm is. He is our peace. When Jesus was with the disciples in the boat and the sea rose up and the storm was all about, the disciples became fearful. And Jesus came out of the bow of that boat. He was sleeping. Can you imagine sleeping in the midst of a rocking boat? Jesus came out of that boat and spoke to the storm and said, "Peace, be still." He tells us through his gospels that the same power that resided within him resides within the lives of believers. So when the storms of life are around you, you can speak to those storms and say, "Peace, be still. Lord, calm my mind." The second thing is a calm mind. That our mind not run amok. As I was saying, if you listen to too much news or too much fear-mongering, then your mind can run amok. Don't let your mind run amok. You know what amok is? It runs everywhere. It's just bouncing everywhere. Don't let your mind be consumed by that fear. The Word says that he places a guard or a station about our minds, and he guards them. So if you're feeling fearful, if your mind is running amok in all kinds of directions with the what ifs and how comes and wherefores and what's going to happen, ask the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, calm my mind. Set a guard about it. Protect my mind." And third, be concerned about the people around you. The other, look for ways to be a blessing is what I'm saying. Use your phone. Use your computer. No, we can't go hang out together and have coffee at this moment together. But you can still be used to bless and minister to others. And do you know sometimes the fastest way out of fear and being overwhelmed with a situation is to get up and make attention towards others, to be used as a blessing? So call them. Call your brothers and sisters in Christ. Call your family. Call your friends. Email them. Text them. Be a presence of encouragement and strength to them. So how do we get through this? To the storms in our lives, we say, "Peace, be still," in the authority that Christ gave us. Two, we calm our mind through the same authority of the Spirit, asking the Spirit, "Lord, calm my mind." And three, instead of just being so self-focused, we look for others to minister to and to bless and to encourage. Hey, pray for your pastors. This is a hard time, let me tell you. To all my pastor buddies across the world, I pray for you. God help you. This is a tough time in pastoring. So parishioners, pray for your pastor. Hey, how about this? Give them a call. Not with a problem, but with encouragement. Lift them up. Here's what we can know. He declared himself as Emmanuel. And you know what that means? God with us. It didn't say God was with us. God will maybe be with us. It says his title is Emmanuel. God with us, present tense, future tense, all tense, and that he is strong enough, big enough, broad enough to meet any circumstance in any situation that our lives, that we may find ourselves in. And this morning, we want to pray for you. I'm so glad Leahy is here, and we're trying to keep social distancing, so here we go. But if any of you are lacking courage this day, we want to pray for you. And she's going to translate in Spanish for our Spanish-speaking friends. But I want you to know you have a place to turn if fear attempts to overwhelm you. You have a knowledge to hang on to. The Lord promised to be with you always. God said he would not leave nor forsake you. And you can stake your life in that. You can rest in that no matter what malady, what disaster, what pandemic may come our way. It does not change the truth of the gospel. So let's pray before we leave this day. Father, when we are strong, when we are not strong, you are.
Padre, cuando nosotros no somos fuertes, tú eres fuerte.
When we are weak, you carry us through.
Cuando nos debilitamos, tú nos llevas, tú nos sostienes.
Our courage is rooted in your strength, which takes all these anxieties and lifts them to you.
La valentía está puesta en ti. Tú eres que quitas toda la ansiedad y nos traes tu paz.
And what you return to us is peace, which transcends our ability to understand it.
Nos traes esa paz que trasciende nuestra capacidad de entendimiento.
Father, though it may be difficult to live in this place at this time,
Padre, aunque a veces sea difícil vivir en este lugar, en estos tiempos,
we know that your strength and courage and supply is sufficient for each and every one of us.
Sabemos que tu valor, tu fuerza nos sostiene, nos lleva hacia adelante.
Fill us, Lord, with your presence.
Llénanos con tu presencia.
And your purpose.
Y tu propósito.
And Lord, let there develop a yearning in our heart to draw closer to you.
Haz que nuestro corazón se desarrolle este clamor, Señor, para estar más cerca.
Father, we thank you for loving us and leading us and calling us into relationship.
Te damos gracias porque tú nos amas, porque tú nos llamaste, porque tú tienes una relación cercana con nosotros.
We ask, Lord, by your Spirit each day to remind us.
Te pedimos, Señor, que a través de tu Espíritu todos los días nos recuerdes
that you are there.
Que tú estás ahí.
No matter what, present.
No importa lo que pase, no importa lo que suceda en el presente.
With us each and every step of the way, amen.
Estás con nosotros a cada paso del camino.
Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. May he give you his peace. Amen.